"Well, Captain, what the ancients hesitated to undertake, Monsieur de Lesseps is now finishing up. His joining of these two seas will shorten the route from Cadiz to the East Indies by 9,000 kilometers, and he'll soon change Africa into an immense island." "Yes, Professor Aronnax, and you have every right to be proud of your fellow countrymen. Such a man brings a nation more honor than the greatest commanders. Like so many others, he began with difficulties and setbacks, but he triumphed because he has the volunteer spirit. And it's sad to think that this deed, which should have been an international deed, which would have ensured that any administration went down in history, will succeed only through the efforts of one man. So, all hail to Monsieur de Lesseps." "Yes, all hail to that great French citizen," I replied, quite startled by how emphatically the Captain Nemo had just spoken. "Unfortunately," he went on, "I can't take you through that Suez Canal, but the day after tomorrow you'll be able to see the long jetties of Port Said when we're in the Mediterranean." "In the Mediterranean?" I exclaimed. "Yes, Professor, does that amaze you?" "What amazes me is thinking we'll be there the day after tomorrow."
"Oh, really?"
"Yes, Captain, although since I've been aboard your vessel I should have formed the habit of not being amazed by anything."
"But what is it that startles you?"
"The thought of how hideously fast the Nautilus will need to go if it's to double the Cape of Good Hope, circle around Africa, and lie in the open Mediterranean by the day after tomorrow."